Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I think we're all aware that many countries in Africa have a long way to go to modernize their ag industry. Their food systems need to be transformed to help their people. A positive step has been taken. United Nations Secretary General has appointed Agnes Kalibata of Rwanda as special envoy to provide outreach and leadership to bring food security and productivity to millions of small farmers in Africa. Well, Special Envoy Kalibata is well qualified with a doctorate in entomology from the University of Massachusetts. Good luck, but it won't be easy. On this same subject of helping the African ag industry, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation plans to establish a new ag center in St. Louis called Gates Ag One. Their focus will be to help smallholder farmers in low-income countries become more productive. I've been on small farms in Africa. They are 100 years behind us. All right, back to D.C. with the State of the Union behind us and impeachment dead, we have a budget to talk about. And this week, President Trump put forward his budget for 2021. Keep in mind that Congress last summer approved a spending plan for this year and next year. And the president signed the bill. But now he says after he's elected, he wants to change the budget for 2021. He wants spending cuts in most departments. It's his conservative dream budget. That's what it is. Cut commerce by 37%. EPA, cut that by 27%. AID by 15%. Agriculture by 8%. Crop insurance will suffer. The only departments that get any more money would be defense with a very tiny 0.01% uptick. Homeland Security would get 3% more. Veterans Affairs would get the biggest bump of 13%. President Trump is sending the message that he wants to cut spending to help balance the budget. He says there will be no cuts in Social Security or Medicare. But here's what will really happen. The president's budget is dead on arrival, like it is every year. Senate Budget Chairman, Republican from Wyoming, Mike Enzi, said he will not even hold a hearing on the president's budget. He stated, and I quote, "Nobody has listened to the president's budget in 23 years that I have been here," end of quote. Well, he's right. Forget the budget now. I'd say it's more fun to just watch the Democrat Party struggle to choose a candidate to run against President Trump. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.